that for the last lap.
Up in the front.
Okay, that means
now
it's
you're
recording.
Almost going to be playing as a team.
Okay. Okay, so here's the earth. Chili. Name. This is a sweet earth.
That's good for now. So this is the match game. I am Steve Anderson. I don't need a computer, but I got my players. So let's meet the players we have today. First of all, we have...
I am Anthracoon. I am a furry that has been prominent in the fandom for about 25, 30 years or something like that. I've been doing panels at this convention. I was here 2 years ago as well.
I remember seeing you.
Yep.
It was a good time.
It sure was.
Yep. Welcome to the show. Next we have...
I'm Ranger Red Star. I go to conventions a lot. I like to vlog stuff, show it on YouTube, have a good time. I cosplay, as you can see. And I'm, yeah.
Welcome. And finally, we have...
Hey there, everyone. This is Pedro Tales. I'm a Twitch streamer. I usually stream Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, starting about 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I stream a variety of different games, usually two different games per week.
All right, welcome to the show. All right, I have questions that I'll ask. The object is to try to match everyone's answers. You score points whenever you match, all together. Score enough points and you win some lovely prizes. Score even more points, you can make it to the last round where you could possibly split $100 in cash. So
great.
We're going to start with the first round questions.
Okay. Now do we write these down and keep them secret?
You don't want
the other person to see yours?
That's right.
Okay.
All right, and you're in the first position, so you're going to pick the first question.
Okay.
A, B, C, or D?
B.
B. B question. The Care Bears were thrilled to see their new neighbor move into Care-a-Lot until they found out its name was Blank Bear.
Ooh.
The Care Bears were thrilled to see their new neighbor move into Care-a-Lot until they found out its name was Blank Bear. And you're in?
Yep.
One answer.
So we're all good.
All right.
Just flip it over when you're ready.
I'm ready. I was thinking about another Care Bear. But
so when you tell us, that's when we say it.
I'll go to one person.
Okay.
They'll reveal, and then I'll see if the other two match.
All right.
That's how we'll make it work. All right. So you're the first answer. The Care Bears were thrilled to see their new neighbor move into Care-a-Lot until they found out its name was...
An I Don't Care Bear.
Ooh, I don't care. All
doesn't
right, Romel,
care.
Did you match I don't care?
I wrote sad.
Sad bear. Oh, that's not... Well, they have Grumpy. But do you match either one of them? I've got I don't care bear and I've got a sad bear.
Unfortunately, it's a care a little bear.
Oh,
so
it could be
close.
Care less.
So
there were, I think there were t-shirts years ago that said I don't care bear. That's what I remember.
I remember.
Right, so no matches on that. So we go to another round one.
That's a good one.
I've got remaining on those A, B, and C.
And then there was like a wacky package.
And Ramel will go to you to pick this one.
Go ahead.
Okay.
A, B, or C?
C.
C. All right. Scrooge McDuck has fallen on hard times. But instead of selling his swimming pool vault, he sold his blank. Scrooge McDuck has fallen on hard times, but instead of selling his swimming pool vault, he sold his blank.
All right. I have a feeling you might get this one, might not.
All right, so Ramel, we start with you this round. Scrooge McDuck has fallen on hard times, but instead of selling his swimming pool vault, he sold his...
Mansion.
Mansion. Ooh, he's not doing too well. James, what do you say to that? Scrooge McDuck has fallen on hard times, but instead of selling his swimming pool vault, he sold his...
His three nephews.
Oh! He's cruel.
He's
all right, cruel. So we can match with either a mansion or the three nephews.
It's not going to match. I was going to say booger, like he keeps his boogers in there, but I thought, well, vault, so he sold his pole vault.
Oh. Stop it. Get some help.
Well, that's where you would use it.
Yeah, that's where I would use the button.
Stop.
Hey, we tried. Sorry, we got one more chance this round.
James.
James, A or B?
I'm going to go with A.
A. Okay. The Transformers just hired a new member for the Autobots, but he isn't that practical. Instead of a motor vehicle, he transforms into a blank. The Transformers just hired a new member for the Autobots, but he isn't that practical. Instead of a motor vehicle, he transforms into a blank. All right, James, we start with you this round. The Transformers just hired a new member for the Autobots, but he isn't that practical. Instead of a motor vehicle, he transforms into a...
riding lawnmower.
Riding lawnmower. Yeah, you can't really go too far on one of those. All right. Transformers just hired a new member for the Autobots, but he isn't that practical. Instead of a motor vehicle, he transforms into a...
Razor scooter. You know, you stand on it, you move it with your foot.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of a car, you use the scooter.
I had one of those, fell on my ass in college. They told me I couldn't ride on one of those things. I said, well, what am I supposed to ride on? Teacher, I don't know. Ramel, we're trying to match razor scooter and or a lawnmower.
But food truck.
Food truck. Now, I was, instead of a motor vehicle, the kind of the lead for would be like a trash compactor or
I was
a dishwasher
gonna go
with, or a refrigerator.
Okay.
You know,
I was thinking transportation, but not,
really,
yeah.
You know, it's not a car, but hey, what do I know? So, after one round, we have no matches. So
you're like David Letterman throwing those things in back and you hit a...
Yeah, and we have some room to go. So
all right, that's okay.
Come
this is
back
still
after
fun.
The messages. We'll see if they do any better.
All right.
These messages.
So we're not running the theme song or anything. I suppose I could do something on my phone, but who knows? What was it? Monopoly we did 2 years ago.
We did Monopoly
last year. I was trying. Yeah, true. Last time, but yeah.
Like 2 years ago, Rob.
2 years ago, yeah.
We played Monopoly last night. Guess who won?
Oh, yeah.
It was him.
Yeah, it did not go well for them.
I got close, but it's just, I just couldn't, he had all the properties.
I got the most amusement out of it when anybody landed on a free parking.
Yeah. Some of the previous furry conventions we've done, Pressure Luck, Price is Right, Deal or No Deal, Pyramid, Family Feud. We did Family Feud at Philadelphia 2 weeks ago, so we've done a bunch of different games like that. I don't know if we've ever done Hollywood Squares, but just things like that.
And now a message from Liberty Medical and Michael Jordan.
Okay. So the actual celebs were like eating dinner or something and unavailable, or they're in the other room or something?
I think we're giving Vincent a break because he's been on like every panel today.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, so these are old ads. We can't see it from where we are.
Oh, he edited a bunch of
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm old enough to remember when the match game a lot of us know started, it was around 73, but it actually went back to the 60s, and it was very dry. It wasn't all that funny. And Gene Rayburn hosted that version, too. But then around when I was about 11 years old, they brought it back, and it started to do pretty well. And you had Charles Nelson Reilly and Brett Somers, Betty White, Richard Dawson, who, of course, later got his own show. They brought it back a couple other times. I think Alec Baldwin did Match Game at one point.
All right, and we're back. We had some time with Wilfred Brimley, and I didn't learn anything about diabetes, but it's all right. I had some McDonald's.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
All right, no points as of yet. We're going to need at least 15 points to make it to the final round, so let's do well here. Round two, we're giving out 3 points a match. And we started with you the last time, so we're back
okay.
to you. A, B, C, or D?
We'll go with D.
D. Did you hear about the all-celebrity live-action remake of Tom and Jerry?
No.
Well, they lived up to their names. Tom Cruise plays the cat, and Jerry Blank plays the mouse.
Hmm.
All-celebrity live-action remake of Tom and Jerry. They live up to their names. Tom Cruise plays the cat, and Jerry Blank plays the mouse.
That could have been another good one.
There are possibilities, but
I don't know that many Jerrys, though.
I know they wanted Dustin Hoffman to be Tom, but all he says, definitely have to stay away from Spike. Definitely have to stay away from Spike. Got to go to Kmart to get my milk. And see Tootsie. It was a good movie. All right. Starting with you. Did you hear about the all-celebrity live-action remake of Tom and Jerry? They live up to their names. Tom Cruise plays the cat, and Jerry...
Well, decades ago, it would have been someone like Lewis, but I said Seinfeld.
Seinfeld! Good answer. Let's see if you get a match here. Ranger, did you hear about the all-celebrity live-action remake of Tom and Jerry? They live up to their names. Tom Cruise plays the cat, and Jerry plays the mouse.
Seinfeld!
Yeah, we got
the match!
Yeah. Here we go.
That's worth 3. Let's see if you can
please,
make it a double.
Please, don't let us
All down. Celebrity live-action remake of Tom and Jerry. Tom Cruise plays the cat, and Jerry...
Seinfeld!
Oh,
yeah.
Match.
Yeah.
So we all matched
so
for 3 points.
We're going to make that into a trick.
Yeah. Good.
Because we matched all around, so it's 9 points.
What's the deal with these
board.
Dice sequences?
Yep.
Me in the wall.
There we go.
We go into a round, another question for round 2. Ranger, you're going to pick A, B, or C?
A.
A. Troy McClure, famed actor, has fallen on hard times. Things are so bad, he took a role in the remake of Blank.
Who's the character? Who's the actor again?
Troy McClure.
You
Simpsons.
You might remember me from such movies
the
as
late
The
Phil
Ten
Hartman.
Commandments and The Ten Rules That We Kind of Follow, but only because the Supreme Court lets us.
The remake of... I don't know this guy, so I'm not going to get
You know, don't know Simpsons.
He's a fictional Simpsons character.
He's an actor that was in a whole bunch of action movies and stuff over the years.
He thought of himself as this big actor.
You might you may remember me from such movies as things like that.
Because nobody remembers him anymore.
So what is it again? What's at the end of it?
Things are so bad, he took a role in the remake of Blank.
I might as well keep it.
Okay.
He must really be having a hard time if he's having to take a role in what seems to be a horrible movie.
Oh, boy.
I know there's been some dingers in the last few months and couple of years, even before the pandemic hit. One in particular I can think of. All right. Ranger, Troy McClure has fallen on hard times. Things are so bad, he took a role in the remake of...
I wrote Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Because the only connection I made was because What's-His-Face made a joke about him while he was doing a... Was it like a bad review or like a live action something of the Mary Poppins 2 movie? Yeah.
Maybe it was a chimney sweep. Who knows? All right, Tails. Troy McClure has fallen on hard times. Things are so bad. He took a role in the remake of...
Well, you see, my reasoning was bad movies, so Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Yeah, that was not a good movie.
I don't know. I kind of liked it.
All right.
I was going to say the Ed Wood classic... Plan 9 from Outer Space. Supposed to be one of the worst movies ever made. Talking about a bad movie, so
yeah. Yeah, that's a bad movie.
Oh, Rolly was
but we didn't
than
get
happy
any matches on it.
Yeah.
But such is life. We still have 9 points on the board. Trying to add some
more. More than happy to play.
All right, we have one last question for this round, and Tails, we start with you.
One of my options?
A or B?
I already said A. So if
well,
you
I'm down to just the two.
Okay, it's
okay.
Let's go B.
Just because I don't know how to spell.
I have to go to the bathroom, so you guys are out.
We'll have a commercial.
Okay, sorry about that. Man, I gotta go real bad.
It's still recording.
It's fine.
I'm okay. It's just I gotta go bad.
What do I want to play? The best commercial of all time. Or not. And I don't want a commercial from the New York Times.
No, it was an honest review of the second Mary Poppins film.
All I'm saying, the only reason my main reason is I think bad movies, I think early video games.
Well, I think the first Mortal Kombat was pretty cool.
I have never seen it.
I think it was on Netflix.
I have it on DVD.
Oh.
And I haven't seen it.
You should, it's pretty cool.
I mean, probably. It's literally, it's one thing I do from time to time. So I'll just go to Walmart every once in a while, look at $5 bin, and I found all three live action Mortal Kombat movies for $5. I do think it's fun. I'm really cool. Freaking the fact that the whole reason why she's not too keen on Dalmatians is because literally Dalmatians killed her mother.
Yeah.
It hit me hard and I just started fucking laughing when I saw it.
Because like the honest trailer was like from the company that made such timeless films like The Absent-Minded Professor, The Monkeys Go Home, The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes. How did Disney stick around long enough to rule the world? They spent the first 10 years making George McClune movies. Yep, you might remember me in such film as Gladys the Groovy Mule, Mary Poppins 2. I see the red light, so I know it's still going.
See if I can digital zoom it out.
You left your dude over there.
Yeah, I got it on camera. Chronic placement. Cannot tell.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
You want to sit for the match
Hello,
game?
Hello, welcome.
I'm just browsing around.
Right. Joining a game already in progress.
And he's back.
It's literally a fucking character in Bug Fables. It's written like Mindy from the Animaniacs.
Yeah. It's like, what you doing?
No.
Why?
Mindy's a little, like, 3-year-old
girl. That's what I'm saying. He's like, why? He's like, okay, no, you bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye. She literally fucking said that in a dialogue box. It's gonna hit me like, oh my god, she's fucking Mindy from the... Like, okay, love you, bye-bye. It's a little bug, it's a little pink beetle.
Probably it's going to be like at the 60s at the lowest.
76.
Huh. I was only 10 off. Hello. Hey, what's up? My name is Rick. I'm from Dimension EQ805. This is my Morty. I don't know why he's dressed like that, but, you know, kids these days.
I'm not a kid, Rick. I'm 30 years old.
Yeah, if you say so.
I've been doing this shit for more years than I'd like to count.
That's the one I wanted.
It's like, after these messages, we're big.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, sorry about that. I had to go to the bathroom. I had a big dinner and could not hold it, so
I am back. Thanks very much.
All right.
Thank
Continuing
you.
The second round, we have yep. one more question.
How did that last one turn out again? I had to leave in the middle of it, I think.
No map. No points.
No points. Okay. All right, let's go ahead.
SpongeBob finally got to look in Patrick's secret box, but inside of it, he found blank.
Oh, is this going to be clean?
I don't know. Is this the Fox Network?
Yeah. Well, there's no kids in there.
Write the honest answer. Write, you know exactly what it is. Just
okay.
write that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just being silly here.
We're just here to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
Yeah, coming from furry cons where we have a lot of comedians up there who think they're really funny because they shout the entire show. I'm Alkali Bismuth.
Correct.
Yeah.
And all right.
But we got Boozy Badger over here. His name is funny because he's loud. But that's what it's like at the furry cons.
Yes.
All right. Tails, SpongeBob finally got to look in Patrick's secret box. But inside of it, he found
an embarrassing snapshot of himself at the Christmas party.
Oh.
What did he really find in there?
I didn't know
before.
It was a Christmas tree.
And it was really embarrassing because it was porn.
Oh!
I told you.
I mean,
no kids in the audience.
A secret string.
Secret string.
Okay.
Oh. That's what he saw beforehand.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow I thought he found Krusty Krab's secret recipe. But hey,
technically,
that's all right.
My answer.
You have 9 points. We're in the last round. Each match is worth 5.
Alrighty.
And there's only 2 questions, so we gotta make it work. You need at least 2 matches to move on to the final round.
Uh-oh.
So, we'll start with
okay.
you. A, B, C, or D?
A.
A. Weird Wanda is so weird.
How weird is she?
She's so weird that when Timmy Turner wished to be a pony, she turned him into blank. Weird Wanda, so weird. When Timmy Turner wished to be a pony, she turned him into blank.
Who is worst pony?
There's only one thing I can think of, and it's not even that good of an answer.
I'm just going to go with what I think.
Sometimes your first instinct is the best one.
When you have a couple people... I don't know.
Yeah, this is going to be a groaner, but it's all I could think of.
I probably laugh.
All right. Weird Wanda is so weird. When Timmy Turner wished to be a pony, she turned him into...
Well, it's a brand of shoe, so a sneaker.
Ooh.
The only other thing I would have said would have been a My Little Pony character, but I really don't follow that show. There's some character named Fluttershy, and other than that, I really don't know.
I thought it was going to get a lot weirder than that, but let's see if we match with a sneaker.
I said twist.
Twist?
Twist.
Because okay. nobody likes twists.
Aww.
Okay.
James, we're trying to match a sneaker or twist.
It's tangentially related because dude wears the outfit that fits. Pinkie Pie. He wears a pink outfit, so he turned him into a pink pony.
Ooh.
I was almost going to say a ponytail, like part of a hairdo.
Honestly, I thought Timmy Turner was headed for the glue factory.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The glue factory. That's all right.
We're getting photos. We're getting photos here. Our celebs, unfortunately, couldn't make it. So this is the next best thing.
That's fine. It is totally fine.
Yeah.
All I'm right. Just doing things for Twitter.
All right.
So
okay.
I'm not here.
A, B, or C for the last question.
C.
C. And we're going to need to match across the board here to make it to the super match.
I don't think we're going to make it.
I don't know if we're going to make it, but it still would be fun to do the super match.
Who are you going off of for the answer?
They have to match each other.
Oh, fun.
We've done
That's
it once, I think. 3 points each.
Here.
Try to match me on all three?
All right.
All right.
Super match?
We'll give you a marker.
Yeah.
Or say it verbally.
Well,
that's what they do on the
answer.
Show.
You're trying to
that,
match them.
The contestant says verbally, and then we write it.
Not the other way around?
Well, I got to get you a marker so you
or
can write
mine.
Your answer.
I have. Do I have a marker? I do.
No.
I got one.
All right.
And
well,
I'll use
grab
a used
card. All right. So we'll play this out. Belle said, "It's so hard to live with the beast. He always leaves blank in the sink."
Ooh.
You know, Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh.
Belle said, "It's hard to live with the beast. He always leaves blank in the sink."
I have an idea, but I don't have a marker, so I need to write my answer down.
You borrow mine, I'm all set with that. Although I might need it back.
There. Oh, never mind.
All right. Thank you. We need at least two matches here to make it to Super Match. So we'll start with Tails. Belle said, "It's hard to live with the beast. He always leaves blank in the sink."
I went for the easy answer. Just he always leaves hair everywhere. Hair everywhere.
Ooh, good answer. I think that is the definitive answer. So let's see how it works.
Give me a head with hair. Tall, beautiful hair.
Ding, ding, ding.
As they said in the musical. Or fur. Being
nope,
a furry, I
had
to write
right.
that.
So that yes. match is one. We get another match, we go to Super Match.
I went
Ranger.
The dirty rounds and pubes.
Oh, you know
pubes.
What? Those are...
Tiny
well, let me
hair.
Hear from it, the
does
judge.
That count? Pubes?
It's hair.
Pubic hair.
It's hair.
They'll accept it because that is technically hair.
All right.
He's got it with hair balls.
Hair balls, yeah. Okay. That would work, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you're each going to win a prize just for being here. And you'll hear about those in a little bit. But now we move into Super Match. If I can pull this up.
The first time
All
I
right. So now you're playing as a team to try to win some money.
All right.
And you could win as much as $100 to split amongst you. And in order to do that, you're going to have to match our friend here in the final head-to-head match. But to find out what you're playing for, you're going to have to match our recent audience match.
Oh.
Now, recently, I asked a bunch of total strangers on Facebook what their best answer is to this. Blank bear. Now, if you give us the third most answered response, you'll play for $25. If you get the second most popular answer, we play for $50. And if you get the most popular, you go for $100. So you can each give an answer and then decide amongst the three of you which one you want to go for.
Is that what you want to
do? How would you feel blank bear? And you can say this out loud.
Oh, we can say it out loud.
Yes.
So yes. Do we each
you
say
each
our
give an answer,
our choice
and then
or
you
all together?
Deliberate, and then you give
it's
me
like Family Feud?
Team, your
it's
final
like,
answer.
Could, because I was going to say Yogi.
I was going to say gummy.
I was going to say brown.
All right,
okay.
So the majority answer looks like Yogi.
Yogi.
All right, let's go with
All
that
right.
one.
So if that's
and there are other ones, but
answer,
let's see what the selection is. Okay.
Send your Hanna-Barbera.
All right, let's see what's underneath
well, gummy bears.
The $25 response.
Right. But like specific characters.
Yeah.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy.
Teddy bear.
All right, so we're good so far.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what we have under the $50 response. Smokey.
Yeah.
You know, only you can
yeah.
prevent forest
yeah.
fires or wildfires or car fires or whatever fires. Only you can prevent it. So now, let's see if you're playing for $100. Slide it, Steve. Yogi.
Oh, yeah. Great. All right.
Hey, boo-boo, we're going to be in the money tonight.
We're in the money.
Grizzly, Brown, there were other choices. Pooh Bear, so anything like that. Oh, yeah.
And oddly enough, being a cartoon convention, I didn't think you'd be first.
Well, Gummy Bears was a cartoon show.
And Gummy, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking cartoons. But I mean,
so now we go into the final head-to-head match.
Oh boy, here we go.
I need a marker. You don't have to write these down. You can deliberate because
okay.
Our friend here is going to write the answer.
Oh boy.
And this is to split $100 amongst the three of you. And your final head-to-head match response is Blank Brothers.
What do I do after that?
You keep it down.
Oh, I wrote the answer though.
They're not supposed to see it.
The Answer Brothers?
No, I wrote the answer.
The answer.
Oh.
All right, so you're trying to fill it. Blank Brothers. Brothers.
So are you going to ask us individually?
So
is that what it is?
So he's what his thinks he's going to match you with. And to show that I'm not kidding around, this is a legitimate operation. This is an actual $100 bill.
Which, when you cut it in three pieces, doesn't mean anything.
But it still will pay for dinner if you so choose.
Right.
Wow, this is worthless.
So,
I mean, I've got some 20s if you need to make change.
If it comes to it.
All right, but you have to answer the question, because if you don't get it, it goes back on my wall. You still want some great stuff. So, between the three of you, what do you think will fill in the answer? Blank?
Do we answer individually or?
Together.
All together.
What do you think your answer is?
What do you think?
You can deliberate.
Well, I was going to say, can I say it?
Yep.
I was going to say Marx Brothers.
Okay.
I had another choice, but I'll tell that later. Go ahead.
I was going to say the Mario Brothers.
I was going to say the Mario
Brothers. Oh, yeah. Well, given this convention, yeah.
So
if two of us say the Mario Brothers.
What would you like your
answer to be? Well, given this convention, I think Mario Brothers would probably be it.
All right, Mario Brothers.
It's
for $100,
I don't think it's
we have nothing here.
No, go to the left. Left.
Left. Yeah, is that the green one?
We have Blues.
Oh, Blues Brothers. My other choice was Dr. Joyce Brothers. I mean, I didn't even think of the Blues Brothers.
Honestly,
I should have.
I thought you were going to go for Warner.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
But I figured Marx Brothers, a lot
the
of people.
The first thing I wasn't thinking of was cartoons.
Well, this is a cartoon convention.
Yeah.
There's a
so
lot,
I was
Rob.
Trying to lead all the questions in that manner.
So I go by the first thing that pops into my head, because usually the first thing that pops in my head is usually the first thing that goes into a lot of people. But I guess not.
But you each won some great stuff here.
Good. Thank you.
That my announcer is going to tell you about in a few moments. And Rob, you know what? We'll need some stuff for CabinCon, so bring this for you as well. Thanks for playing.
Hey!
I'll bring stuff to CabinCon. Oh yeah, that is definitely CabinCon material.
Woo.
We will do
I
that.
Got a My Woo-hoo. Little Pony book. I've got a
Join
ring
us next
toss.
Time for the match, James.
Thank you.
You can turn that. You can hit the button on the top.
Or something? Is that candy I see down there? Swedish fish. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Jumanji.
Ready to roll.
And unless you're going to play another game, I think the next thing here is 7:30 with Woke. Cartoons Got Woke, I think, is 7:30.
Like Rick and Morty.